Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and we have some guests today, Carol and Saber, and of course we have Atana, who I'm going to introduce in 1 minute. But listeners, I'd first like to thank you for your time and your support. I'd also like to thank our sponsors, and today's show is on recharging, the importance of recharging, and we're going to talk about chakras, recharging chakras, how we can use some stones to recharge, and everything to do with energy and how using the Atana method can help us recharge ourselves. So before I launch into that conversation today, I just wanted to introduce you to the spiritual healer, this inspirational healer this show is dedicated to, Atana. You've just heard his music and you'll continue to hear his music throughout this broadcast. He's an author, musician, master energy healer, an international teacher, just to name a few. But what makes him really special is that he created this method, the Atana method, to help as many people as possible on their healing journeys. So now I'd like to welcome you, Atana. Hello.
Hello, wonderful beings. Hello, wonderful Anna. And our wonderful station, BBS Radio, Dawn and Carol and wonderful. What's happening with Saber? Is she here? Where is Saber?
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. All right.
And I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be quiet.
I know. You're doing so good.
I'll be good, little girl.
Just a moment.
I'll be good, little girl.
and our wonderful listeners that are all over the world now, and we are acquiring more and more listeners, and we are so grateful that we can serve and support you. And yes, this is a very important time for us to recognize when we work on deeper issues, it can deplete our energy. And how do we recharge? How do we recharge our batteries? How do we recharge our energy system? And more so, how can we connect back to our infinite, to our unlimited energy supply? That's a very important question. And there's very interesting ways to do that.
Atana, there's just been a big, for those that don't know, a big eclipse porthole open up. And I think prior to that, there has been a huge amount of very unstabilizing energy coming up around the planet. So I thought this is a perfect topic today to talk about. Once a period of time has come, or even during that period of time, why do we need to recharge, and what is that? What does that actually mean to people who don't know?
Recharging means basically get your system back into a wholeness, into a state of harmony. And that means not running, literally not running on fumes, but actually being in a place where you are, your energy system is fully recharged and you are in harmony. You are in balance with your system, with yourself, and also with your source. That in itself is like a perpetuum mobile, that like a magnetic system that continuously goes without really ever having to stop.
I remember a little while ago when I was you know, coming on board to do a pretty big job at a company. And I was feeling quite overwhelmed by the challenge. And I remember you saying to me, Anna, do this work because it will help recharge you. And at the time, I didn't really understand what that meant. But actually, as we did it, I realized, yes, this work was recharging me. So I'd love to just understand, how does the Atana method actually recharge you?
Well, consider yourself an unlimited energy system. As an unlimited energy system, the question is, where are we sending our energy to? What is depleting us? What is exhausting our system? And who is hooked into our energy system? The Atana method helps to disconnect, to unhook these hooks that we still have from past traumatic experiences, from people that no longer serving us in life in a healthy way or supporting us. And also it helps us to take our power back from all these past lives, even like the worries, the fear, the anxiety, to take our power back so and our life force back so that we have this all in our system available for us, for our internal organs, for our own function.
Yeah. And in terms of actually connecting through to that energy system, because for those that don't know, Atana's got quite a number of techniques to his method, as well as using crystals, which I'll dive into in a minute, because you've just posted an amazing picture on Instagram of a huge rose quartz being delivered to your crystal shop. I want to talk about that today as well. But let's just talk for a minute. In terms of your SID practice, for anybody that doesn't know, SID stands for Sacred Inner Dialogue, and Atana has a whole book written on it that you can find if you Google his website. Let's just talk for a moment about SIDs. How do they help recharge the body?
Well, Sacred Inner Dialogue will help you identify the exhaustion, and you can immediately go to the cause for the exhaustion, and you can start immediately change that. The more aware and conscious you are about your system, and the more you know about your subconscious, and also the workings of your internal system, the faster you can make it support you when you have a new intention. And often we forget that we have an intelligent system running for us or running with us at the same time. And we can access our whole entirety of energetic awareness and knowledge and even energy presence. That means we can utilize the energies as required. It's similar like bioenergy. Think about part of the energy is being diverted to the digestive system. A lot of energy is diverted to the brain function. And then a lot of it is being distributed between the internal organs, like literally like life force, like energy. And so the same if you go deeper into the deeper layers of the energy body, there is a more subtle system going on. Just think about the sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system, how it's being supporting the heart. And you really can't immediately change the heartbeat frequency, except, you know, if you start running or so. But when you go deeper as a yogi, for example, we know about yogis bringing down the heart rate to like one beat per minute. And when you get to this place where you can actually influence how your system responds to stress, then you can actually enhance your whole life, because it's not really stress that kills the people, it's how we respond to stress.
Yeah. I think that's quite true, Atana. It's how you respond to it. So you build your tools. And we're just going to talk a little bit, a minute. That was an incredible crystal. For anyone that wants to see it, you should just go to Atana's Instagram page. Atana's had this human-sized crystal. How many tons was it, Atana?
The big rose quartz is 1.5 tons. And
wow.
The other bigger tourmaline, I mean, I love to have the bigger stones to support Nashua and the world to be activated to support the heart healing, you know.
Mm. And so just quickly, stones. I mean, obviously we all can't have such massive stones in our houses, but these stones come in all different shapes and sizes. How can stones help recharge us?
Stones are resonating with our energy systems, with our chakras. And for example, if we hold still deep in our heart grief and sadness, shame and guilt, and anything really that's not forgiven still in our system, in our heart chakra, or in our emotional heart, well, it makes sense that our heart would be compromised. And a compromised heart is not as effective working as a healthy, happy heart that's in passionate love with God and the universe.
Yeah, that's very true. You can do a lot more. We're just going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to bring in some of our guests. So stay tuned, listeners. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and we have Atana and some guests here today, all talking about recharging. And I'd love to talk a little bit today about recharging the chakras, because there's a couple of techniques of Atana's that focus on recharging the chakras. So we'll get to that a bit later. But I wanted to bring in one of our guests today, Saba. Hi, Saba. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. This topic is an interesting one, because we often think of recharging after long periods of hard work or stress, but I'm also interested to understand how energy techniques can help people recharge themselves during really difficult periods of time. And, you know, do you work with your clients as they're going through those difficult periods of time? And just talk to us a little bit about the recharging and how important that is.
Well, thank you. And I'm so thankful to be on the show today. I just wanted to say quickly that Atana, my husband, commented on your huge crystal, and I definitely felt it. I really do feel it. You're really doing amazing work for Nashville and beyond. So thank you, buddy. Awesome job.
You're welcome.
So I have some good news, and it kind of relates back to recharging and the Atana method. So as you know, I'm a retired tennis pro, and working outside for, you know, basically since I was 14, teaching tennis outside, and having problems with melanoma. And we've discussed that on the air, my scars and things like that. And today, I just got a full checkup, and I'm another year clear of melanoma.
Yeah, and congratulations.
Woohoo! It is, we didn't even have to do biopsies today, you know, and that's a huge, huge deal, huge deal. So I started doing the Atana method many years ago when I was diagnosed with melanoma, and it took me a couple of years to understand that I had the key and the power to heal myself. And those years when I would not have good checkups,
are the years that I wasn't in balance, that I didn't take the time to recharge. I didn't do my Akana method as prescribed. And it shows. And there's a lot of healers out there that they believe the skin is like beyond the energy field that surrounds the body. The skin is kind of like the first barrier, the first defense. And if you have problems with the skin, it says, we're starting to have a problem here. You really need to start looking at this before it goes internal, right? Or goes deeper. And so, who knows? I mean, Akana might have saved my life. You know, I might be a mother till I'm 90 years old because I did the Akana method, right? My children will have a mother because I decided to take my healing into my own hands, not put it in someone else's hands, put it my power back in my own hands, my own body, and heal myself. And so today is a celebration of all the people that have helped me get to this point. And Akana, thank you. I really don't know where I would be today without your guidance and your support and your wisdom. So thank you. My family loves you, and we appreciate all that you've done for us.
Well, and I love your family, and I love you, and you are amazing, and I'm happy that our paths are crossed.
Hello?
In this multiverse.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Can you hear us, Saiba?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are we doing... Seven, are we doing okay?
I think you just dropped off again. But,
Tana,
do you just want to repeat that for Saiba so she can hear?
Yes. I love you and I love your family, and I'm so happy that our paths are crossed in this multiverse. Thank you.
That's so nice, Tana. I just wanted to ask, please, Saiba, when you recharge, because you've got some, actually all of you guys have really important work. I've been thinking about this a lot this week. Being an energy healer is a massive responsibility, huge responsibility. And often I can imagine people want to dump a lot of their own stuff on you and get it out of their bodies. And I would love to understand the importance of recharging for energy healers as well as how you guys do that. So, Saiba, do you want to talk to me a little bit about that?
You know, you're amazing, because I was just talking literally about this on Sunday with a girlfriend of mine, and who's a yogi master, and she was telling me how she feels bombarded with people's energy, right? It's almost like the healers are the diplomatic liaisons to the divine, and we're on the earth, and we're kind of like that in between, right? And so we can't yell at God, and we can't yell at the goddesses, so we're going to yell at, you know, Saber and Akana and Carol, and you know what I'm saying? It's like we're going to yell at them, and we're going to send all our crap to them because we can't yell at, you know, the divine beings, right, in the way we want to. So it's kind of like that in between, and that really shows how badass healers are, right? We're saying we know we're going to get basically our butt kicked no matter what, you know, but we don't care because we love you. We want to help you, right? We're in it to win it. We want to just make this place beautiful again and help you become who you're supposed to be and thrive. And hey, if you gotta, you know, ruffle our feathers a little bit to get there, so be it, right? No water off our back. To all the healers out there, you guys are badasses and you're awesome, and don't stop what you're doing. It is some of the hardest work. People don't realize how hard and challenging this work is to do it from a facilitator type aspect. The rewards are amazing, right? But we do get that energy. And so using the Akana method, using methods to help us protect ourselves and to recharge, release, you know, to realign, we have to do it. There's no, you know, maybe I'll do it or I don't know if I should, or, you know, I think I can maybe once a year. No, you have to do it, or some sort of energy healing on a daily basis. You just have to.
Yeah.
The climate, you know, the energy climate today, is so harsh on the system and the energy system. And you just have to do it. If you're not doing something, like this, you really are going to have a hard time, right? And being on this planet is hard enough as it is. So why are you going to do that to yourself, right? Mm. If you're listening to this show right now, this is not a coincidence. This is a divine appointment for you to get the assistance that you need and that you deserve. So please, 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 please check it out. As I was saying before, I don't know if you guys heard me, because it's hard to hear you all. I really do believe that I've healed my melanoma for good. I think I'm done with it. I feel like I'm done with that part of my life. I feel like I'm done with that teaching, and I feel so freaking strong. And even before I went into the doctor's office, I just knew that today was going to be free and clear. I just knew it. It was almost like I've gotten into another energy that I've been waiting to get into for years. So it's just, it's almost like, you know, going to college and you graduate these levels, right? And you're not better than anyone else. You just have this wisdom, and wisdom and knowledge is priceless. So energy healing is priceless, right? It's priceless, just like wisdom. It is.
Good point.
Well, I'm so happy for you, Saber. I think that that is, you know, an amazing thing. And I'm, you know, I take my hat off to you to thing. And thank you very much for sharing that with us. Atana, I just want to come back to you for a minute. Because what Saber has just shared with us is quite a profound thing. I'd just like to see if you have anything further to say about that.
Well, I totally sympathize with her and the healers, and even on our journey in the depths of the human psyche and into the depths of the darkest, deepest, hidden aspects of human life and experiences that we had through life and lifetimes that are still hidden. Now, when I go deeper into working with a person and I realize where the patterns and the depths and where the stagnations are, I'm not immediately going like to the core deepest aspects of the being if the person is not ready. It will take some time. And often there is abuse that's still hidden in a person that didn't even knew that they had abuse experiences, because they respond like in their life like they had had an emotional or mental or physical abuse experience, but they really can't pinpoint it because either their memory is not giving them access, or they don't know where it's coming from, or maybe it's a collective experience where their community has been compromised or being suppressed and even abused in some way or form. And my job as a healer is to be ruthless, to go to the depth and bring it up to the surface that the person can start looking at it and healing it. But at the same time, there's grace, there's compassion, there's love for the whole process that's involved. But the moment when we go with a person into that journey and unlocking that darkest experience that they have ever had, it is scary, because immediately when the other person is not mature enough to deal with that experience in their life, then the first thing that a person wants to do is project it on you and then run and say, well, it's you who did it, even though that's logically not even a possibility. But it's that fear of having to deal with a very heavy experience that was so scary that the person doesn't feel they can connect to their infinite to actually deal with it. And that means they're coming out from limitation. That's why I teach the oneness consciousness, so that you connect to your infinite. So nothing that you're going to encounter is actually bigger than you are, because you're infinite. even the worst traumatic experience that you had is a limited experience. So it cannot be bigger than your infinite. So my first order of business is really connect you with your infinite, with your unlimitedness, so that whatever you're facing cannot be bigger than you, so it cannot really smother you, because you are infinite.
That feels so much better just listening to that. I have to say also, everybody, that if you want to connect to this infinite, you have to tune in to Atana's 1 month. You know, tuned in yesterday, and you take everybody there in that 1 month every single week. So if you want to, you can look at his website and find the access to the 1 month. They're very affordable. You can download them. You can listen. You can tune into the weekly calls like I do, because I live in Australia and obviously Atana's in Tennessee. And otherwise you can go and you can be present in the room, which sounds amazing. But connecting to that one-ment and connecting to that oneness consciousness is such a big part of your work, Atana. And, you know, for everybody, I hope they get to experience that, because that is truly recharging. So we're going to go to a quick ad break. And when we come back, we're going to bring our other gorgeous guest in, Carol. So stay with us. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we are discussing recharging. And if anybody wants to find Atana's work that we've been talking about here today, the easiest way to find him is just to Google him or look at his website, which is atanamethod.com. There you'll find access to his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype, information about his group and online training, his books, music, links to his YouTube channel, Facebook and Instagram pages. If you want to see that giant crystal or the giant crystals we've been talking about, just go there and have a look. And you can, and also his crystal stores. He's just about, I think, Atana, have you opened your new one yet?
Well, I'm very close. It's going to be open by next week. With the codes already, we had already the plumbing approved. Fire and electricity is going to be next week. And then we're going to open up and have everybody in there experiencing the amazing heart healer.
Yeah, wow. Incredible. I wish I could be there. That sounds a most amazing experience. Anyway, I know who probably will be there, though, and that is Carol. Hi, yeah. Carol.
I will be there. Hello.
Carol, you are an Atana method practitioner and have been studying with Atana for many, many years. This idea of recharging takes on many aspects, but I'm sure that you work with recharging the chakras, which are, for anybody that doesn't know, just in complete layman's terms, they're like pinwheel energy centers throughout the body that really run aligned with the spine, from the base of the spine right up to the top of the head. And these energy centers are where we, I'm actually going to hand over to Carol here so you can explain, Carol, and I'd love for you to share, please, the importance and how you work with your clients on recharging these centers.
Well, that is just it, is the very important piece of recharging, and a very important piece of the healing session is recharging and balancing the chakras. And what came to mind as Atana was talking there just before the break, people come with all the turmoil that's happening now that, you know, has been referred to here and that we're all experiencing. A lot of clients are coming and they're feeling such in victim, right? Because there's just so many things happening. And it's, as Atana was talking about, like working with finding these deeper aspects, these darker aspects. And when those things start to rise, it sometimes can look like we're being a victim in our environment, you know, like, oh, so-and-so was mean to me, you know, when really you're bringing up and trying to heal your abuse patterns, you know, from the past. And what that, I had this image of the people in the Hunger Games, the candidates or whatever they are, you know, in there, and how they had to recharge. They had to try and find time to sleep, right? And try and recharge for whatever next attack was coming their way. And it occurred to me that when you're a victim, it's really hard to recharge if you don't feel safe. And I feel like that's what happens a lot. We're like, are we feeling safe? Are we feeling safe enough to even sleep at night when we're bombarded with all these real or imagined experiences, you know, and what I mean by imagined is like think patterns that are coming up to be healed and transformed, and we start to feel like, well, am I even safe? And there's safety in the oneness. And when Atana brings us back to the oneness in the one meditation and through all of his teachings, are tools to connect us to oneness, to realize that we are unlimited beings because of this connection. And then when we can reconnect to our oneness, to our unlimitedness, then we can feel safe. And in that safety, we can begin to recharge. And so, you know, like, it's like, that's just one way to look at how important it is to come back to the oneness. And when all your chakras are balanced and recharged, you're able to connect into that oneness, you know, much easier than if there are blockages or interruptions. So Atana has all these beautiful tools, you know, you can take the online class and you can learn how to balance and recharge your chakras on your own. You can watch his YouTube videos. You know, as he said in the beginning of the show, the Sacred Inner Dialogue give you immediate relief. So if you're feeling fearful or you're not feeling safe, you know, you can work with that through the Sacred Inner Dialogue. But to find that, I'm here to tell you, you know, he worked with me for years to try and understand this concept of how unlimited we are, of unlimited beings. That, as he said, how whatever turmoil is going on in your life, that you're unlimited, and your unlimitedness is bigger than whatever that limitation is. And that's where you can
sometimes
find your safety.
And sometimes it feels really real, though, doesn't it, Carol?
It can feel really real. And so, you know, when it does feel really real, that's when, you know, one of his tools is to call all your power back to you. Call all your power back. Mm. And one of my favorite things to do is to connect to my heart. You've heard me talk about that before. But to even just place your hands on your heart and just connect to your heart is so powerful, because it's whether you even can realize how unlimited you are, when you are connected to your heart, at some level, you are connected to that oneness and to that source energy, to God, to the universe. You know, it's like coming in through your heart, your heartbeat. And that can be calming. And then you can work on your breath. And then from there, you feel a little bit safer. And it's like, okay, now I can breathe. Now I can work on grounding, you know, and now I can recognize that I can call my power back and that I can find more power than whatever this situation is that's, you know, scaring me or giving me trouble or making me mad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've just had a recent, I'm going to call it an episode of this sort of scary thing where, you know, something was happening to me within my own life where I was just being bombarded by thoughts and feelings and sort of haunting dreams and images from the past. And obviously there was quite a lot of work there for me to do to clear this stuff. And of course I wasn't in any real physical danger, but those images and dreams and thoughts and the thinking around it all was, it was really getting in my way of just getting on and being productive. And I'm sure you deal with clients that face those sorts of things every day.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing I say is get grounded, because when you're in, when all those thoughts are bombarding you, you end up like feeling like a little panicky, right? It's like, I'm scattered. I can't center my thoughts. There's just like, they're coming at me from all directions. My brain won't stop. And it's really helpful then to work on whatever tools you have that help you get grounded so that everything can kind of calm down a little bit. In my mind, it's like all those thoughts can just like run through you down to Mother Earth and she'll take them for you. She'll take them off.
Yeah. It's about making that time to do the practice, isn't it?
Always, always. And then, as Tabor was saying, it's something, it's so intense now and it's so fast. Things are so fast. Everything's speeded up. You really do have to keep on this on a daily basis. You know, reground, reconnect, reground, reconnect on a daily basis, because it's just, it's so fast.
Just the world that we're living in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, and you know, like 24/7, everything is going 24/7 now. You know, it used to be that it was sun up to sun down and, you know, everybody kind of had the dark time to, you know, the night time to recharge and revitalize and reconnect. And now everything's going 24/7, it seems.
Yeah, you guys, we're in Australia, it's not quite like that yet. We're sort of a bit backwards down here. So we don't have that 24-hour thing going on.
I don't know. Maybe that's progressive, you know? I mean, you honor your downtime.
Yeah, but that's a pretty big thing. 24 hours a day, there isn't that downtime, there isn't that grounding. And look, Atana, I'm just going to come back to you for 1 minute. Thank you, Carol, for sharing that with us. But, you know, my goal, my absolute goal, is to be able to do this work so I can be my best, so I can impact evolution. And I want to be able to impact that evolutionary perspective in every aspect I do, where I'm with my mothering. I want to be able to bring my kids up so they can be of use to the world and of great service. I want to be great use and service to the world. I want to really be able to be my best. And so doing this recharging, I think is, and I believe, is so important, because without it, we can't be our best. We can't absolutely thrive. And I that thriving and getting away from just sustaining or just surviving, that's what this is really about, isn't it?
It is, because ultimately when you are in the oneness, you're not really connected to that survival of fight or flight. And that pressure and that stress, how Carol already wonderfully said, when you relieve that pressure, because when you fight, when you are in a stress about survival situation, somebody just said, I heard that the other day, it's hard to dream when you are in this constant struggle of having to survive. It's hard to have a dream for your future, and our future is made up of dreams. And when you are constantly struggling and you feel you have every second is like full with that survival stress, there is no time and space to actually rest, to sleep, to dream your future and to connect with your future that you would like to unfold. And it's very important that we connect to this part of us that is always there and has always been there and always will be there. That part that's always going to be clear, it's always going to be enlightened. Call it the soul, call it your enlightenment consciousness or oneness consciousness or your God connection, however you want to call it. But once you are in this alignment and once you align yourself energetically with it, you feel the energy, then you start, your system starts to calm down. Your emotional body starts to calm down. Your mind starts to calm down. And your physical body is in a place where you can actually start balancing and harmonizing. And then every action that comes from there is like a blessed action because it's like a miracle because you're having your full system doing an action. Otherwise, your mind is over there, your emotional body is over there, and your astral body is somewhere else, your physical body is here, your spiritual body is somewhere else, and everything is like out of harmony. But when you align all of these bodies, all of these lenses, and you look through these lenses, and then you can look into your bright future, and then you can truly connect with miracles, with things and blessed experiences that can help serve yourself and serve humanity, because ultimately we are here to serve ourselves and humanity, and we are doing this by also holding and keeping the balance, by not losing ourselves, by actually finding ourselves. And every time we are getting confused because of the media or what we think the world is going to experience or going through, it's like I heard the other day, like people said, you know, oh, my God, what about North Korea? It's like, what the heck? Don't worry about North Korea. Worry about your next inhale, the inhale and the exhale. Make this your best inhale. Make this your, like, most lavish experience in life. Give yourself the most loving experience. Activate your heart. Be in passion. Like, remember in the great Greek funerals, when strangers walked by, they would ask, was that person passionate? If that person wasn't passionate, they would just walk by. If they say, yes, he or she was passionate, then they would stay to the festivities and they would like honor them like a dear friend.
Wow. So we really want to get that passion happening so everybody can have some giant parties. That's what you say, Gitana. When they go down, everyone's going to be having a great time. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about recharging.
Om Hari Om.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Once again, I'm your host, Anna, and we have been talking to Atana, of course, because this whole show is dedicated to him and his healing practices. And we've been having also a chat to Saber and Carol about recharging. And I just was thinking a little bit about what Atana was saying just before we went to the commercial break. Atana, it's so important and so true. And, you know, we need to get in touch with that passion because, you know, we've got big things to do on this planet and we've got a lot of problems. So we all need to be charged. And I just want to go back to that a little bit for the minute is so much seems to be going around the world. And, you know, there is political challenges and we have leaders that some of us just don't have any faith in. And there seems to be a lot of conflict and lack of resources. And so if you just sort of sat there and looked at all of that, it could be quite a depressing state. So I just would love you to talk to our listeners just for a few minutes, please, about why this Atana method and your teachings and just recharging oneself to the highest vibration possible is so important in facing everything that is before us.
Well, think about the life and lifetimes that we have experienced. Think about the multitude of the stars and the galaxies. Nothing has to be achieved immediately in the moment. Be in your patience, in your compassion, and know that everything is going to change. So far, the whole world is improving in one way or the other. Just look around it. We're not necessarily in the Middle Ages anymore. There's a lot of egos going on. But at the same time, we're getting more and more conscious. The collective, there is underneath, brawling and brewing under the collective, there's consciousness growing that wants to come up to the surface. We are so immediately offended when people do the wrong things or stuff is not going right in the immediate moment when we require it. But at the same time, we have to have compassion. You have to keep your faith. You have to stay in your humbleness. Know that there is greater forces at play, and behind these greater forces are even greater forces. Now think about these forces that are behind these greater forces. There's even a greater force. Now connect with the infinite. Connect with your unlimitedness, and then you realize what is really the most powerful force and source of energy in the multiverse. Connect with your infinite, and then realize that everything is fractaling out into the infinite. And whenever you go into the limitation of what's happening in this moment, connect with your infinite. Bring your infinite into this moment and find infinite ways and possibilities to change your reality, because everything starts and ends with your reality. Make your life the most brilliant, the most effective life and of service and healing and love and passion that you can make it. And everything around you will start firing up in a passionate way in itself into an ecstatic environment that's then surrounding you and more love and passion is being activated, where everybody then can tap into the unconditional love. It doesn't have to happen today or tomorrow, maybe not in 100 lifetimes, but work towards that goal with patience, with compassion. And look at humanity. We're all like children. We all still make the most stupidest of mistakes. And think about it, that we all learn and we all grow and we get better because we have an innate nature of love and compassion, of benignness that wants to become more and more conscious. And we all have that. Trust in your life. Trust in your life's purpose. Everything is going to work out beautifully.
Thank you, Atana, and amen. That was great.
Thank you.
I just want to come back to our two guests this afternoon just to see if they want to add anything into today's topics. Saber, are you still with us?
Yes, for the time being, here I am.
I just wanted to know if you have any other thoughts around this topic today or anything that comes to you to share at this point.
I wanted to just thank you, Anna, for being so honest and straightforward
and beautiful. You're steering this ship so beautifully. Thank you for always sharing just so honestly your stories, and I just love listening to you. I don't know if I've pointed this out, but I wanted to make sure today that I really do appreciate you and your beautifulness, and everyone, Atana and Carol and Don. I just love you guys. This is such a special show, and I hope that people really love us as much as we love them, because we're really trying to help you guys. We really care. So thank you for having me on the show. And I wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful rest of the week and weekend, and hope to see you back next week.
Thank you. Thank you, Saba. That's just very, very sweet and lovely to share. Carol, I'd love to hear if you have any parting words on this topic today of recharging or anything else that comes to you to share.
Well, I'm really glad to hear Atana talk about the patience and compassion. I was thinking about that earlier and how patient and compassionate he was with me on my journey as I was, you know, struggling to get out of my own, you know, lack and limitation and all of the things that I brought up to put in my own way, like we all do so well. And he is a beautiful, you know, beacon of light, of that compassion and patience. And I love how you put that, Atana, of it, just to bring it back to that expansiveness of it's like we're evolving, and I know that each day feels so big to some of us because we're overwhelmed with everything that we have to do. But when we can step back and look at it in that broader picture, which brings us back to the oneness, you know, everything kind of seems to slow down. And we have that hope that, okay, I think we can make it through. And so get his Sacred Inner Dialogue book, this to the listeners. You know, if you haven't already, get his Sacred Inner Dialogue book and learn how to have these dialogues with yourself and these aspects so that on a daily basis you can clear any of these things that are draining your life force, so that you can have a better access to your unlimitedness and so that you can recharge.
Yeah, thank you, Carol. And that is very true. That's a great book, because it also helps you put into perspective the broader aspects of Atana's work. So, I mean, I worked with Atana for about 2.5-3 years before I read that book, because it hadn't come out. Obviously, Atana was writing it. But when I read it, it helped me put into perspective a larger context for which Atana's work sat in, which was great. And Atana, actually, you know, often talking about future lifetimes and past lifetimes, sometimes it occurs to me that I might not be able to achieve some of my desires this lifetime, and then I'm like, you know what, don't worry about it so much, you'll be able to do that in one of your next lifetimes.
Yeah,
so reading that book has helped me come to terms with a lot of that sort of stuff, so it's a very positive thing. I just want to quickly say as well, Atana, you've spoken today about being that unconditional love. Like, this work helps you actually embody that and going out and being that. And for me, that's why I love this work so much, because wherever I go and whatever I do, I want to embody that work. So just my presence can impact the surroundings that I'm with. And I truly believe that this work enables you to do that. So I'm going to just hand over the mic to you, my friend, Atana, and let you say goodbye to everybody. But I just wanted to thank you as well. That is the greatest gift I personally feel of being on this planet and doing this work, is becoming that unconditional, loving, physical being that can impact wherever you go. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm grateful that and we are all, like Saba already stated, and you also, I'm so grateful that I have you, Anna, Saber, Carol, Dawn, even the BBS family with us, and all of the listeners with us. This is so special. You are amazing human beings here at this moment, incarnated on this planet. And we are all here witnessing this major transformation that's happening. And for some it's harder, for some it's easier, and we're all trying our best to make it happen, to support each other, to send unconditional love to everyone that's with us, inside ourselves and outside of us, so that everybody can have the opportunity to remember that we all come from love, that our core source energies are love. And some of the sages say one of God's most profound creations is love, because to love we have a vehicle. With love, with the experience of love, we have a vehicle to remember our true origins, our true source. And if you look into the deeper writings, even of the sages, or even at the writings at Rumi, you see this beautiful passion, this ecstaticness, this ecstatic losing and finding yourself at the same time. This like giving up and receiving at the same time. And I'm grateful that I have this amazing team with me, this angelic team with me, that transforms and moves forward. And regardless what challenges we're facing, we are here, we're showing up, we're doing our work. Please take an example on this, and whatever challenges you have today in your life, look at us. We are here, we're going to our stuff, we're working out our stuff, and we're still supporting others. So you have no excuse to make it to this day and show up tomorrow coming out like smelling like roses.
Thank you, Atana. So on that note, all expand like roses. I love that. I'm going to go and buy myself a bunch now after hearing that. Put them on my desk. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you very much to our sponsors. Thank you to BBS Radio, and thank you to Don, our amazing producer, and all of you. Thank you for listening. It's the most important thing, and we hope that whatever has been discussed today has had some impact for you all. We'll see you all next week. Speak to you all next week.
Thank you.